This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. House Appropriations took up its part of the budget fix Wednesday afternoon, making changes to the governor's plan. Among the changes proposed by Chairman Cameron Henry was a reduction to the amount being used from the Rainy Day Fund.
This amendment is going to say that we're going to use exactly $74.6 million of Rainy Day.
The governor had proposed using $119 million, one-third of the fund, which is the most they're allowed to use. That's a difference of about $44 million that has to be made up in cuts.
The additional we made up with cuts spread across agencies, hopefully not surpassing 5%.
Some of those include a $6.2 million cut to higher ed, $7.5 million to the Department of Education, $4.6 million from the Department of Corrections, and $28.8 million from the Department of Health. Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger objected to the changes.
I would hope that we will have an opportunity at some point as we debate this to actually hear from some of these agencies who are impacted.
Henry insisted it's a matter of timing, with just 7 days left in this special session. The legislature has to present a plan no later than Wednesday, February 22nd.
We have to put something in people's hands to get everything moving.
The vote to approve Henry's plan fell along party lines, with 15 Republicans and one independent voting in favor and six Democrats against. Representative Arms, a Democrat, said the legislature in Baton Rouge is no different than Washington.
We're using politics and we're forgetting about the people of our state that need us right now.
The bill is expected to be heard on the House floor Friday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.